Right now, we are joined in the studio by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. She's got this week's downtown rundown, and if you can't see on the radio, she has just done air quotes and the disco in the last 10 seconds, and that is why we love Meg McGurk. How are you?
Good. How are you
I'm
doing?
I'm great.
I'm just feeling it right now.
I know, right? It's raining outside. You got to make your own joy,
there
right?
There you go, exactly.
Because you can't get it from the weather today, but it's great. August is here. Back to school is just around the corner.
Yes, for all
Be
ages.
Excited.
Right?
Coming. Yeah, exactly. Right.
And they're starting to roll into town, so students.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's a lot going on downtown. We've had some businesses open just recently. The Purple Bowl, located at 306 West Franklin Street, which is kind of near Vespa or
right.
Jimmy John's, that just opened, and it's a healthy, fresh, superfoods
okay.
restaurant.
Is it acai? Is that how you pronounce it?
I think it's acai.
Acai, okay.
But right now,
A-C-A-I,
if we're wrong,
right? Yeah, no. Pam Heminger was on a couple of weeks ago, and she was like, I've made it a point to pronounce this correctly. And I was like, I would have pronounced it acai, but that's apparently the wrongest possible way to pronounce it.
I think I do know that is wrong.
That is definitely wrong. Good.
Yes, but so they're open. They specialize in that food and toast. So it's a good, great breakfast spot. Lunch spot. And then also opened today is Latza Stone Fired Pizza at 100 West
nice.
Franklin Street. So that's right at the main
that's the
intersection.
Columbia Corner. Oh, that opened
you got
today.
It.
Awesome.
Yes, it did.
Cool.
So that has now opened. And coming, I think a lot of people heard about this announcement, Hop's Burger Bar is coming to 140 West. It's a few months out, but they have a very strong and loyal following. Their two locations are in Greensboro.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of folks are excited. They're going to be opening up their third here in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, and that's been like really highly rated, right?
Yes.
I've seen some reports that no, this is considered by some to be the best.
Yes.
The best like Buns and Al's have some competition kind
well,
of level
someone
burgers.
Someone did describe
yeah.
it as the Al's of Greensboro.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll see.
We could always use like more fantastic burger places. You can't
it.
Have too
you
many.
You can never have enough.
Never have too many. Yeah.
Saying congratulations to the Franklin Street Yoga Center who celebrated 10 years.
Nice.
And they're going to be doing a big party at the end of August to celebrate. And if you're making plans to eat out this weekend, I highly recommend going and checking out Carolina Brewery. They are the very first brewery in the Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
They're celebrating, I think, 22 years now, but they've been doing a bunch of renovations, a new menu, new event space, new decorations. They're adding really fantastic, you know, garage doors on the front.
Yes, oh, nice.
So they're really doing a lot there, and so I suggest that would be a great place to eat out.
Is the garage
weekend.
Door so they can, like, throw it open when it's sunny and people
yes.
can be, oh, nice.
So you kind of have that indoor-outdoor
right,
space
right.
that kind of blends, which is really hot right now with
yeah,
design.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was the thing that was sad for me about the Ale House closing across the street, because that was the cool thing. Like
yeah,
they had those garage doors,
windows.
But get it at the Carolina Brewery, we're good. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like
there is going to be a little mini park coming to West Franklin
oh,
Street.
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there'll be benches and planters made out of tires, because the location is in front of Chapel Hill Tire.
Yep.
This is where one of the older trees that was diseased and damaged had to come down. And the town and the downtown partnership partnered and said, instead of just replacing the sidewalk and the tree, which would come eventually, and it will,
mm-hmm.
why not take this opportunity to kind of activate this space and see what we can do? So we're doing
okay.
a little mini park.
So the mini park is temporary,
it is temporary.
Until the tree goes in?
Yeah.
Okay, just to see how it goes?
See how it goes,
okay.
See if people like it. What we also added was a bike corral to the street,
right.
So now West Franklin has another bike corral. And then tonight, launch, the accelerator and co-working space, is kicking off the new expansion space. So they've doubled the space, the amount of square footage, for co-working and for other businesses to be in there, as well as the entrepreneurs that are part of the program. And it's a really cool space. I was
awesome.
In there the other day, but
nice.
Tonight's the big kickoff. So that's worth checking out. And so we're very excited for that.
So for people who don't know, we're speaking with Meg McGurk, by the way, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. This is the Downtown Rundown. For people who don't know, Launch, that's the incubator space.
Yep.
Can people go in if they're not one of the incubating businesses and just sort of check it out?
Yeah. Yeah, if staff is there, absolutely,
yeah.
And they can show you what's going on there. Every 6 weeks, a new cohort is brought in, so people that are interested in having those services and vetting their idea for a business can actually apply to be a part of Launch with the cohort, and this is the 8th cohort tonight. Actually, I've already been doing it for a couple weeks, but tonight's the kind of introduction to the public
cool.
for who these folks are.
Do you know what some of the businesses are off the top of your head?
Yeah.
Or I know, yeah.
Not off the top of my head right now.
Okay.
I'm going to We'll find out tonight.
All right, sounds good.
Come back and talk about it.
Cool.
And then, so not only are you going to eat out this weekend at Carolina Brewery, there's a lot of events. I have your nights and your days planned for the next few days. Are you ready? So Thursday night is one of our Movies Under the Stars nights. It's Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Yep, about 8:30 up on the Wallace Plaza. We'll see what happens with the rain.
I've been talking about this all week, and it's really interesting because there's a documentary screening at Townsend Bertram & Company on Friday night, and there's another documentary screening that I think the Community Church of Chapel Hill is doing on Wednesday night, and in between on Thursday night is like the least documentary of all movies.
It's Space Jam.
So it's like, whatever your movie interests are, somewhere or other this week, we've got you covered. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. It's been a kind of a Michael Jordan kind of week with the Meet the Heels event this past Saturday where they introduced the new uniforms.
We didn't
plan that. And then on Friday...
he just showed up.
It just happened.
Like, I got new uniforms. Who's going to turn them down?
Friday is Second Friday Art Walk throughout Carver Row and Chapel Hill. It's 6 to 9 p.m. I think we have about 10 or 11 venues right now that are signed up. And then on Saturday, Studio Saturdays at Ackland, where they do hands-on art activities for all ages, kids to adults. It's really a fantastic day to be in the museum. And then Saturday night, there's improv at Varsity Theater. I just saw this.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful space. And so it's very exciting. Do you know more about it?
My very best friend, Kit Fitzsimmons, is the mastermind behind this. I know the Varsity people got in touch with him and said, hey, let's do something. And like kind of a whirlwind conversation. But yeah, it launches on Saturday night at 9:30. And there are... a lot of people who are really excited about this, and I've been in on some of the conversations and the lineup for, because they're doing this every Saturday night at 9:30 at the Varsity. We're really excited because it's back to school time and we're hoping to get students out and everything. The lineup of performers for the next, it's all lined up already for the next month and a half plus, because so many people are excited about doing this, and some really, really great performers are going to be on the stage. And like live performance at the Varsity, right?
Exactly.
Like what a great, great theater. Theater space in downtown, totally in downtown great. Chapel Hill. It's like the great movie theater, but you can do so much
it's
on those stages.
Stage.
We got the big screens and the stage in front, so you can use the screen behind, and it's exciting.
It's going to be really great.
I'm very excited
to see that coming. And then also happening at Forest Theater is the annual Paperhand Puppet Show.
Yes.
And it's called Of Wings and Feet, and it runs until September 4th, which, again, we'll talk about a venue, right? And a show that is just like nothing else. It's really fantastic. There's a couple other events. On Tuesday night, it's the Luxury Open Mic Night at Zog's.
Nice.
Comedy.
Wait, Luxury Open Mic Night?
So, yes, and that's why I was highlighting it.
Uh-huh.
Simply throwing in the word luxury makes me want to be there, makes me want to experience
it. So is everyone going to be there, like, top hat and tails?
I hope.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it sounds fantastic. They said comedy, spoken word, poetry, dance, music, magic, whatever you want to do, the open mic is there for you. And then a couple weeks in the future, but definitely worth noting, is the Solar Eclipse Party happening at Moorhead Planetarium. They have sold out for the theater shows that they're doing, but all of the activities and the games and the food trucks that are happening outside, and of course, the eclipse.
The eclipse, yes.
Open to everybody.
I'm like, fingers crossed it's not cloudy that day, right?
Oh, man.
I did experience, and this was years ago when I was in high school, so I was up in Michigan, and it was a partial solar eclipse that came through when I was up in Michigan and I was in high school, and it was a really interesting day.
Yeah.
Like, the skies got dark in the middle of the afternoon, and it actually was, like, partly cloudy,
little,
so you could see enough of it, but it was a really, really like cool, weird experience to have, and that was just kind of a like minor partial eclipse. We're gonna see here not the full solar, but mostly
like
right
93%
something, pretty close to a full solar eclipse here. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm very excited that it's happening at 2:30 in the afternoon, so that I'm not on the air while this happens.
Or
we can go out and be like peering out and just, like, trying to see it and failing miserably.
Yes,
I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to play 10 songs in a row and just go out and watch this thing.
Glasses. Yeah. I think I'm a big fan of those kind of collective experiences, a community.
And there's so few and far between now, right?
And this is a big one.
Yeah.
So I'll be downtown with my kids at Moorhead. It's going to be fantastic to see everyone just kind of stop
and look up with their solar eclipse glasses.
Yep.
Which is going to be another like fun aspect of it. Like, everyone's going to be wearing these cool glasses, like a a 3D movie experience, except in real life with everyone. Yeah.
That's going to be some good photographs.
Yeah, right.
You can actually buy solar eclipse glasses at the Moorhead Planetarium gift shop and memorabilia to commemorate. And I just, FYI, that gift shop is amazing.
Really?
Year round. Okay. Really, really good shopping experience. And great for birthdays, for all sorts of
stuff. I think about the Ackland. I never think about the Moorhead.
Moorhead
but yeah,
gift
that
shop
makes
is
sense.
Good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then mark your calendars. This is a couple weeks away, but the Recyclery is doing their annual bike sale and swap on Saturday, August 19th at 9 a.m. This is really big for the folks in the bicycling community. The Recyclery themselves will be selling bikes that they've made, but also the parts, and you can bring stuff to swap. So it's a great opportunity to get some new bike stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. So if you want to find out more about all of these events, you go to our website, downtownchapelhill.com, and we do post these events, but also a box will pop up and ask for your email, and you can get on our e-newsletter listserv, and you can get all of this delivered right to your inbox.
Cool. Meg McGurk, Downtown Rundown. Thank you so much.
Thank you.